Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is going to be The Straight Arrow. It's brought to you by, well, go to otrwesterns.com/army. Again, otrwesterns.com/army, and see if you can help, and I would appreciate it. Let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be Straight Arrow. Make sure you do listen to these in order. Not that it really has any falling back on the previous one, but you do want to hear all of them. Again, Straight Arrow, original air dates January 2nd, 1950, episode 156. The title is The Leader. Hope you enjoy.
N-A-B-I-S-C-O, Nabisco is the name to know. For a breakfast you can't beat, eat Nabisco shredded wheat.
Keen eyes fixed on a flying target. A gleaming arrow set against the rawhide string. A strong bow bent almost to the breaking point. And then... Great Arrow! Nabisco Shredded Wheat presents Great Arrow, a new thrilling adventure story from the exciting days of the Old West. To friends and neighbors alike, Steve Adams appeared to be nothing more than the young owner of the Broken Bow cattle spread. But when danger threatened innocent people, and when evildoers plotted against justice, then Steve Adams' rancher disappeared. And in his place came a mysterious stalwart Indian, wearing the dress and war paint of a Comanche, riding the great golden Palomino Fury, galloping out of the darkness to take up the cause of law and order throughout the West, comes the legendary figure of Great Arrow. The little group of covered wagons stood in a small circle around a dying campfire as Steve Adams and Patty rode toward them. The canvas tops were weathered and torn from the long journey across the prairie, and the clothes of the pioneers showed the same evidence of a difficult trip as they clustered around an Indian wearing the dress and feathers of the Blackfoot tribe.
Steve, the way that Blackfoot's waving his arms looks to me like he's putting up some kind of argument.
He's making the Indian sign for no, Patty. And he's pointing to the mountains.
Well, if he's trying to keep them from going up over the pass, he sure got the right medicine. Winter, Steve. No time to try for Oregon now.
That big man with the red beard is doing most of the talking. Listen to him.
Please don't give a hand what you say, Indian. I've run this up 15 across from Castle Bluff, 15 across from Castle Bluff. I made the journey to Oregon in a dozen times and had no trouble. All you're hard to do, Indian, is what I said.
Oh, hold that. Hold that. You might be wrong, mister.
Well, looks like we're good company. Howdy. Where do you hail from, gents?
Broken Bow Ranch. We spotted your campfire last night and rode over to see if you needed any help.
Help? Oh, no. We're right as rain. Ain't that so, folks?
Now, I don't know, Rufus. Plantation's been mighty hard on us woman folk and young'uns.
Now, ain't I leading you? Ben Rufus never lost a wagon outfit yet.
Now, Rufus, we ain't doubting you, but...
Go ahead. Speak your piece. You, Trent. Go ahead. It's you hired me.
Yeah, I did. Spokesman for the hot outfit, and you've done fine so far.
I'll do fine all the way. Inside of a month, you'll be settled right on that land grant of yours on the Willamette River, tidy as you please.
Just a minute. Mr. Trench, that's where you're headed? The Willamette?
That's right, mister. American Fur Company has given us a tract of land there.
Those who live across mountains will get land.
Skywalk, that's enough out of you, you ignorant Blackfoot.
You're pretty free with your talk, Rufus. The Blackfoot Indians know this country backwards and forwards.
Yeah, Tino, if you ask me, Skywalker's giving you a straight steer.
The mountains are dangerous?
Winter's coming on, ma'am. When it hits up there, it hits like a white stampede.
That's a lot of nonsensical talk. We'll get through.
Suit yourselves. Mr. Trench, what about supplies?
Supplies? We got enough to last us. What we need, Skywalk here can shoot on the way.
Game very scarce in high mountains.
You're hired to find it. Or are you aiming to turn back?
No. I
Skywalk go. White men foolish, but Skywalk go.
And it's all settled. Everybody hitch up the wagons and line up. We're rolling now.
Well, there they go, Steve. Women and kids, the whole caboodle.
Well, they might make it.
What do you think of that Rufus hombre?
I don't know, Packy. Somehow I have a notion he's up to no good.
Shame here, Steve. But we done all we could to stop him. Besides, the snow ain't hit yet. Maybe it'll hold off.
For a week after leaving the Flat Prairie, a string of wagons labored up the steep slopes of the high mountains.
Drive them! Take them away!
Go, Blackie! Get!
Hey, you! Skywalk! What's your always going to the sky fair?
Snow comes soon, Rufus. He smells snow comes very soon.
You're a loco engine. Don't know what you're talking about. You men, put your shoulder in them wheels. Keep rolling. We're almost in the top of the pass.
But then the sky turned steely gray, the wind rose in screaming fury, and out of nowhere came a driving blizzard.
Knowing something fierce, get the young'uns under the can.
Rufus, we can't move. Can't see a foot in front of our faces. Snow comes down all over. It's plenty thick.
Get the wagons into a circle. Hurry up before the snow goes over the ice. We'll have to make camp. We'll have to make camp.
Hey, here, Trench. This way, behind rock.
It's a ton of snow. 4 feet deep. Walk on the crust. Every so often, you break right through.
Should have taken your advice, Skywalk.
Yeah, snow plenty hard.
Yeah, it's clear up to the bottom of the wagon. Yeah, he's upset the women folks, Skywalk, but we're mighty low on food, too.
That's right.
Lucky thing you found enough trees for firewood. Where's Rufus?
He's gone.
Gone? Wasn't he with you?
No, he go before sunrise.
Huh. You mean he's gone for help?
No, he go to the west. Shortest way to get help is back to the east, the way we come.
Skywalk, you mean he's pulled out and deserted us? Why didn't you stop him?
He already gone when I find out. Better I stay with wagon train. You need plenty of help.
But can't you send up a smoke signal?
Smoke signal no good. Wind blows smoke flat long ground. Nobody see it from bottom of mountain.
There must be some way.
I make snowshoe. Leave you here and go back.
You go see it?
It's only way.
But suppose you don't make it. Suppose you get caught in an avalanche. Suppose you... Yeah. Reckon it's the only chance to stay alive. Now Rupert's deserted us. You go ahead, Skywalk. We'll hang on as long as we can.
There's nobody who can beat Straight Arrow when he swings into action. And I can't think of anything to beat Nabisco Shredded Wheat for a real appetizing breakfast. Now, you know as I do how good it is to find those whole wheat biscuits of Nabisco Shredded Wheat at your place each morning. Topped with sugar and cream, those tempting golden brown biscuits are really something. And of course, Nabisco Shredded Wheat helps give you a big energy push every time. Because Nabisco Shredded Wheat is made from pure whole wheat. And that means it's a real energy food. Yes, Nabisco Shredded Wheat is the breakfast standby that stands by you. So if you're buying the groceries tomorrow, get the original shredded wheat. That's Nabisco Shredded Wheat. Look for the picture of Niagara Falls on the package and be sure of getting just what you want. When a wagon train heading for Oregon is snowbound in the mountains, the man hired to guide them, Ben Rufus, deserts the pioneers. while they find themselves locked in freezing cold and waist-deep snow, with only the Blackfoot Indian Skywalk to help them, Ben Rufus makes rendezvous with another man inside Oregon Territory, a man who has been waiting for him.
So you done it, huh, Rufus?
Said I would, didn't I, Neil? Told you to camp right here in the Snake River and wait for me. Well, let me get close up to that fire. I'm froze to the marrow of my bones from that infernal snow.
You certain none of them get through?
Of course they won't. That was their scheme, wasn't it? Leading to freeze to death while you and me take over that land on the Willamette.
Miles of rich land. We'll be in clover, Rufus. How soon do we push on?
There's plenty of time. I almost didn't get through.
Yeah. If you had trouble doing it, it stands to reason they'll never make it. It's Henderson.
All except in the Blackfoot engine named Skywalk. You know engines, Nails. He won't bother. If he goes any place, he'll head back east. They're done for it, tell you. Air Goose's truck.
Meanwhile, Skywalk, the Blackfoot Indian, has headed eastward, but not to desert the snowbound pioneers as Rufus expected. With true loyalty, he has gone for help.
Snow, heavy. Snow shoes, break on sharp ice. Must go on. Pioneers will die. Or small ones die. Get up. Must go on. Must go on.
Packy, what's that yonder? That's blacked out on the edge of the snowbank. Isn't that a man?
Fine, Texas, if it ain't, Steve. Looks like he's dead.
We'll find out, pronto.
Get up, boy.
Get up. You figure it might be one of that there wagon party?
The high mountains have been covered with snow for more than a week now, partner. That's why I suggested coming back here for a look-see.
It's a man right now.
It's an Indian, Packy. A Blackfoot. And I think we've seen him before.
Hold on.
Why, Texas, he ain't stirring a muscle. His buckskins is all torn to shreds.
Easy now. I'll roll him over.
Why, it's that Skywalk engine.
Yeah, he's unconscious.
You figure he up and deserted him?
An Indian, Packy? He'd never do that. No, partner, our suspicions are right. The wagon train is up there right now, and they're in desperate straits.
They got that Rufus tent with them.
Rufus. Him bad.
Hey, no, easy now, easy.
Him go west. Rufus, go west. Leave people to die in snow and ice. Leave was. Little one.
Did you hear that, Steve?
Yeah, there's no time to be lost. Build a fire, Packy. Get Skywalk warmed up. I'm heading for Sundown Valley in the Cave of Straight Arrow. You'll have to get help from the Blackfeet to go after that wagon train. They won't listen to Steve Adams, but they will to a red man like themselves. Take care of Skywalk.
Steady, Pony.
You can look for Straight Arrow mighty soon.
Get up, Pony. Get along now.
A short distance from the Broken Bow Ranch house lay Sundown Valley, and in it, through a secret entrance known only to Steve Adams and Packy, a vast subterranean cave. The walls of the cave glitter with crystals of gold. From an unknown source comes light that spreads a shimmering gleam everywhere, and standing in the glowing light is a great golden palomino. A Comanche bow and Comanche arrows hang on the wall. There is Comanche war paint, Comanche garb. In a moment, Steve Adams' rancher is gone. And in his place...
Yes, sir, it is I, Straight Arrow.
A clatter of hoofs in the vast vaulted cave. An Indian war whoop that rings from the glittering rock. Out into the open gallop, the great golden palomino fury. And riding bareback, clad in Indian garb from head to toe, Great Arrow on the trail of justice.
Kariwa Fury!
Returning to the edge of the snowfield, Straight Arrow lifted Skywalk's unconscious form up on the great stallion, and with Packy behind, raced for the Blackfoot village.
Up, Charlie! Up there, Palomino!
And a short time later...
Comanche, you are our friend. But white men are not friends. What happened to them does not concern Blackfoot. Your warrior, Skywalk, was with the pioneers. He left them to bring help. Unless you give help, Skywalk will be disgraced.
Yeah, that is so.
Then you will do as I say?
Yes. For Straight Arrow and for Skywalk, we do what you say.
Patty.
Right here, Trigger.
Skywalk is taken care of.
Yes, you know, inside that air lodge there, yonder. They're giving him the hot steam treatment. Pouring water over red-hot stones to make steam to drive the cold out of him.
Yeah, by morning, Skywalk will be better.
But the pioneers cannot wait. Even now, their food may have run out. They may have no more firewood to keep them warm.
You figure we better start up the trail now?
Every moment is precious. Here, Fury.
You too, Frank. Come running.
Steady. Chief, Patty and I will go ahead. The moon is bright. We shall follow the prints left in the snow by Skywalk.
We come after you in the morning, Comanche. But one thing.
Yes?
Snow very deep when you get up high. Heavy crust on snow. Very bad for travel.
That is a risk we will have to take. Ready, Packing?
Tino. Adios, Chief.
Manitoua. May the Great Spirit watch over you.
Manitoua. Up to him. Wait up, Packy.
It's a pleasure.
Oh, steady, sir. The path grows more dangerous.
Tino, it sure does.
In the last hour, we have gone only a few hundred feet.
The wind is getting worse. Colder, too. Cuts right into my gizzard, seems like.
Pink legs are stretched.
Yeah, that top cut is mighty sharp.
Then stay behind Fury, Patty. Fury will break the trail. Now, Palomino. Up, Fury.
Steady,
Palomino.
Hey, you just mounted.
Yes. And now for my blanket roll.
Oh, what's that you got there? Well, I'll be dog snowshoes.
Yes, I brought them with me.
You better tie them on good and tight.
They are tight. Now, my bow and arrows.
And all you taking with you? Suppose you run across the mountain goat. A rifle will keep tight better than a bow and arrow. Here, take mine.
No, Patty. In this cold, a rifle may freeze up. A bow and arrow, never. You stay behind, my friend. Find shelter for Fury and Pain in yourself.
Very savvy. Wait till the Blackfeet show up in the morning, eh?
Come then as fast as you can. Now, one or two are.
Adios. Now take care of yourself. Mighty cold up there. Take care.
Ground is level. I have reached the top. No. Nothing but snow and ice. But wait. Ahead of me, wagons buried in the snow. Covered wagons.
Hello! Hello! Hello!
There is no answer. The tops of the covered wagons crackle with ice. The mountain pass glitters white with snow under the cold moon. There is no sign of men or women or children. No sign that any of the pioneers are still alive. Say, what in the world has happened to all those men, women, and children? It sure looks bad. But here's something that always looks good, always tastes good, too. It's a heaping bowl full of delicious Nabisco shredded wheat. Now, there's a family breakfast everyone will go for in a big way. Because those golden brown biscuits are a treat to eat. Hearty and satisfying any way you serve them. Yes, Nabisco shredded wheat is delicious hot or cold. Topped with berries or bananas or with just plain milk and sugar. And no matter how you eat them, Nabisco shredded wheat biscuits pack a lot of energy and vitality. That's because Nabisco shredded wheat is pure whole wheat. Steamed, shredded, and baked into delicious tasting biscuits.
Nabisco Shredded Wheat is the breakfast standby that stands by you. So the next time you're at your grocer's, look for the famous Niagara Falls package of the original shredded wheat. That's the one and only Nabisco Shredded Wheat, the kind you want to buy. Huddled in a narrow cave dug in the snowdrift for warmth against the freezing cold, Trent stirs as Straight Arrow's call reaches his ears.
Can't you hear something?
I see the wind.
See, it ain't the wind.
I see. Nothing else up here. Wind and cold.
Oh, listen to that. Closer.
Oh, we must be screaming.
You are alive.
Oh, a red man. He's a red man. Strange.
You ain't scared us.
Never mind who I am, so long as I have found you. Oh,
you got something over your shoulder.
The mountain goat. I shot him on the way up.
Food.
You mean you carried him all the way?
You need food. Rouse the others at once.
Yeah, I will. Miss Brock.
Oh, yes. Stand. Look here.
Folks, get up. Get up, we're saved. Here's the red man from food. Food, Sammy. Get up, we're saved. We're saved.
By mid-morning, when Packy and the Blackfeet arrived, the pioneers were no longer a beaten group of people.
Oh, Silas, you sure saved our lives.
Yes, sure did.
Hadn't been for you, Stray, I'd never come to our rescue.
You better now, huh?
Oh, that mountain goat the Comanche bought to save off starvation, and on top of that, all the grub your tribe toted up.
Yeah,
and Rufus said Indians wasn't any good.
I reckon you folks got the proof that they are good, eh?
Yeah, we sure have, Packy. But I don't comprehend. That Rufus wasn't a coward. What did he desert for?
Friends, your party has the land grant on the Willamette.
Well, yeah, straight ahead. Best land in all the Oregon Territory. I reckon we'll get there a heap sight later than we figured.
Perhaps Rufus figured you would never get there.
Huh? You mean he's after it himself?
He brought you here deliberately. He knew a storm was brewing.
Under that show.
By now, he is certain you are all dead.
But he can't claim that land.
Why not?
Because I got the written order. I carried it with me all the way from Council Bluffs. Hold on.
Yes?
I don't have it.
Prince, you've got to have it.
You gave it to Rufus, perhaps?
That's it. He asked to look at it just before the bridge struck. And I never got it back.
That is your answer, Trent. Rufus has the document giving possession of that land.
But it's ours.
Sure it is.
Are your names on the document?
No, they ain't.
Or any name?
No.
By Texas Straight Air, that don't beat everything. There's no way to stop that Rufus Polecat now.
There is a way, Packy.
How?
If the pioneers reach the Willamette first.
But how can they?
Packy's right, red man. We're licked.
No one is licked until he gives up.
But look at our wagons. How deep in snow we can't move them. The wheels won't turn.
You can move them without wheels.
Wagons? Move without wheels? That don't make sense.
Listen to me. First of all, Rufus will be in no hurry. He thinks you are all dead. He had a trying trip down the westward slope of the Rockies. Most likely he rested up at the Snake River before going on.
But even so, we can't stir out of here until this spring. There's no chance.
The men can take the wheels and axles off your covered wagon.
What's that?
Skywalk and the Blackfeet will help you. Take off the wheels, Prince. Then you shall see how to conquer the snow.
All right. You're the boy. Let's go, folks.
So hurry. You hear command. Take off wheels. Quick.
That's the last wheel, Sayer.
Put it in the wagon, as has been done with the others.
All right, kids. Grab a hold!
We got the rest all fixed, Trigger.
Good, Patty. Now, all of you, listen. There are five wagons. With the wheels and axles gone, they can slide over the snow. They are like sleds. There is nothing to stop them. Start them forward and snub them with rope. 15 men to each wagon.
By Texas, that's as slick a steam as ever I heard. Come on, Trent. Get a wiggle on your skywalk. Get behind them wagons.
Here, Curry. Eddie Palomino. Packy, mount up. The wagons will pack down the snow. Curry and Paint can follow them easily.
There, Tino. Hold your alert, Paint Horse.
Once off the snow, the wheels go back on the wagon. Then on to Willamette. Trent, are you ready?
Anytime you see, Redman.
All ready, men and women alike.
I see also, straight arrow. Give the word.
Now, forward. Start the wagons down the slope.
Yahoo!
By Texas, that Rufus Polk is going to get the surprise of his life.
You say your name is Rufus? You have sighted this section of land along the river here?
Yep, got the document right here. You're the local land agent, ain't you? Just certify that, and it's over and done with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything seems to be in order.
Sure, it's in order. What's wrong with it?
Well, that's a good deal of land for one man.
Two men. Me and my sidekick, Nails here.
Sure, I'm in on this.
No, I see. Well, but even so...
Go ahead. Stop wasting time. I didn't come clear over the Oregon Trail in winter just to hold a confab. Come on, certify it.
Yeah, very well. I don't quite understand, but after all, these matters are arranged back east. I'm simply the local agent. I'll go inside and get my quill pen. And...
Hey, what?
An arrow. Why, it clipped your document fast to my cabin wall.
Well, I...
Rufus, it's a red man.
Yeah. And I know who it is, Nails. I don't savvy how he got dealt in on this, but he's straight out.
Oh, Curry, pity. Do not sign that paper. The land does not belong to Rufus. It belongs to the men of the wagon train.
Wagon train? What's he talking about, Rufus? That wagon train's clear up in the pass. It's no under attention.
Here, look. There's the wagon. There's Trent and Davis. All of them. Come alive.
Rufus, we're licked.
Rufus, get out.
No, do not fool me to one of you. The elves in my clever can catch you before you take 10 steps.
Oh, yes, I can let that go.
Well, Rufus, the finding the new one. Deserted us for dead, didn't you?
All of you alive.
How?
Oh, I don't care.
Who was the Indians that saved us, Rufus? The very same Indians you took such pains to belittle.
Skywalk?
Yes, Skywalk. Him and his brother warriors. And it was Straight Arrow showed us how to slide the wagons over the snow.
Slide the wagons
over? Just like Shred. All the way down to green grass. And then we said, back the wheels, and the men rustled up some horses.
He know, Mrs. Barker, he know. Rufus is beaten, and he knows it. Him and his sidekick are heading for the calaboose right now. But say, there's one thing I'll never forget. Why, the way them wagons come down off of that there mountain, just as pretty as a little red sled. Yes, sir. Never seen anything so pretty in all my life.
Well, nothing stops Straight Arrow when he's on the trail to law and order. And nothing stops a hungry family when they hear the call to breakfast. Yes, sir, everybody hurries to the table fast because everybody is in a hurry to start eating that delicious, crisp Nabisco shredded wheat. Ah, topped with sugar and cream and maybe some sliced bananas, Nabisco shredded wheat is a breakfast that puts everybody in an eating mood. And Nabisco shredded wheat helps to keep you going strong all morning long. Serve it cold or serve it hot. The directions are right on the package. Either way, Nabisco shredded wheat is a real energy food because it's pure whole wheat. A breakfast standby that really stands by you. Look for the picture of Niagara Falls on the package. That means you're getting the original shredded wheat. Nabisco shredded wheat. For thrilling adventures of the Old West, ride with Straight Arrow. And remember, Nabisco, Nabisco is the name to know. For a breakfast you can't beat, eat Nabisco, let it be. Listen again Tuesday and Thursday at 5 o'clock over most of these same stations for another adventure with Straight Arrow. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
Welcome back. Hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And don't forget to rate this episode in iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This episode is copyright under the attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you have a good day.